Hello, it's Barbara. Today I'm in Walsden with a gentleman called Simon Lord, who I've met for the very first time, and he's the chairman of Empowered People, and he's going to tell us a little bit about it, but I know in particular it's about cycling. So away we go.
Okay, well, thank you, Barbara. We are a UK registered charity. We've been going since April 2013, and the idea of the charity was so we could get adults with a disability either to discover or re-engage with cycling by carrying out adaptations, modifications, giving general support, and if need be, if we could get the money to give grants to help people buy a bike. And since then, we've been very, very successful. We've had probably about 50 to 60 people who we've helped directly. We just did a ride up in York last week where we had 11 of our disabled cyclists join us from two-wheeled bikes, three wheels, recumbent type bikes, doing a 32-mile ride.
I'll just butt in there and just tell you, Simon and I have met for the first time, as I said, and you are wheelchair bound due to illness. So this is sort of for anybody with any health problems that.
It doesn't cover just, I suppose, a broken leg. It covers everything. We have a vast range of people who ride with us who've got a massive range of disabilities. I was diagnosed in 86 with MS. My went from relapse and remitting to secondary progressive. It's become quite aggressive now, and I've had to change my bike, where I'm on a recumbent type bike now, which we've modified. And what we would like to try and do is promote what we're doing with inclusive cycling, with our bike and drag, which is a conventional two-wheel electric bike linked together with a link arm onto a recumbent bike, and a person with restricted visibility could go on this bike, either hand pedal it or foot pedal it, and be part of a riding machine. We're currently building a new one at the moment, and the plans is to have four of these, and we would offer them to people who are interested to come and cycle with us.
And where's your centre? Where do you gather?
Well, at the moment we're everywhere because we've no centre, but hopefully in the next 2 weeks we will be based in the Todmorden Community College, the old college, which is under the banner now of TLC, Todmorden Learning Centre. And we hope to have a centre base there. We'll have workshops, drop-in facilities, bikes there, do bike training, bike learning, understanding what's happened with bikes, and to be inclusive.
So people who just like to mess with bikes and don't want to go out riding, would they be welcome?
Yeah, I
People
think
with a
so,
little bit of experience.
And give some training. I try to work in
And you said you were looking for storage for.
desperately in need of
So if
storage.
anybody at all knows anywhere free of charge storage or very, very, very peanut rent,
Definitely,
yeah, you
definitely.
would be interested.
Some of the bike train consists of a recumbent bike and a lead bike, and that is about £67,000 worth of money.
So it's got to be a very secure
Yeah, so it's
place.
got to be very
Can't be in
secure.
the garden shed.
Can't be.
No,
And it wants to be dryish as well because we've got electronics on it. But these are complicated bits of equipment. But saying that, we have some conventional two-wheel bikes which we've built and refurbished, and they're easy to look after.
So if anybody, just on that point, if anybody has a bike they no longer use, is it going to be of any use to
It
you at your
could,
centre?
yeah, it could well be. Could well be. I can't say that we would take everything, but certain items of certain bikes can be useful to us. So we would never say no to any kind donation.
Well, we have one man who's, I think he's partially sighted. He may even be worse than partially sighted now. And that is Mr. Blamire, if you're listening. He's a great cyclist, and I'm sure that he. Anyway, I shall take you to meet him, and we'll take it from there.
That'd
So
be
you're going
good.
to try. I don't think this recording will go out in time for this month's meeting, but
Okay.
I am going to take you and introduce you to the partially
That'd be good.
sighted and see what we can
That would
do.
be good.
And hopefully word of mouth
will
spread it. Is there a cost to be a member of this?
No, it's free. Yeah. We've had our taster days or at the fielding centre because it's easy access and great to get in. They do a charge, so we put a bucket on the door and say make a bit of a donation if you want.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my mother-in-law does the drinks and the bacon sandwiches, so she charges for that.
Right.
But they are good.
All right, they're well worth the spend.
Yeah, they are, and the bikes are all there, and try the bikes, or just come and talk to us or come and meet us.
Yeah.
Support riders, if you want to try a bike, we'll take you into the park and be with you into Todd Park.
So what's the first point of contact now for anybody interested?
Contact me. And they can contact me on my mobile number 07702784916. Or they can look on the website, which is www.empoweredpeople.co.uk.
Right. And I'll speak to Paul. That put us together, and we'll see if we can get something on the website for people who've struggled with the numbers.
We have a big event in May, which is called the Three Hills of the Edge, which starts off in Todmorden in Littleborough and goes over Blackstone Edge, and it does three attempts at Blackstone Edge Hill. Now the bike trains would be brilliant for that.
Yeah.
So and we will have hopefully for them May three of them in operation.
Right.
So.
Excellent.
We've got plenty of this.
Well, I'm sure we'll meet again and pick up this rest of this story. Thanks for sparing the time for
My
us.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.